Getting started using WooCommerce. Since its creation in 2011, WooCommerce has quickly become the go-to plugin for creating WordPress-based e-commerce websites. The reason it's so popular is because it's extremely easy to use, and there are many extensions available that create a high level of functionality. Even though WooCommerce is very easy to use, it's important to know what it can and cannot do to make sure that your site is up to its potential. Here are some tips for getting started with WooCommerce. Choosing a theme. WooCommerce works well with almost any theme, but your store could benefit from using a theme that was customized especially for using the plugin. For example, out-of-the-box standard theme for WooCommerce is not very mobile-friendly. Finding a theme that works across all devices can be essential for all the mobile traffic that'll come your way. In addition, there are several themes that provide customized features that will enhance the built-in functionality of WooCommerce. Shipping and payment. By default, WooCommerce only works with SimpliCommerce and PayPal by default. It also accepts checks, COD, and bank transfers. If you don't have a large budget to work with, the standard PayPal offering may work fine. Ideally, you want to have a payment method available that'll keep your customers on your website during the entire checkout process. This will look cleaner and provide a less confusing experience for your customers. Consider adding a payment gateway to your site that allows credit cards to be used. When it comes to shipping, things can become complicated. The simplest way to set up shipping is by using a flat rate or a table rate. You'll need an extension in order to set up a table rate on WooCommerce. The problem with this is that you may lose money when shipping to locales that are far away. An extension tie-in can be used with almost any of the shipping providers, but this can be a bit difficult to set up as the size and weight of the product must be considered. When it comes to shipping, do what you're most comfortable with. Just make sure you're not gouging customers with high shipping costs or losing money by charging too little for shipping. Once you have these things figured out, make sure that you check your site daily and keep it updated. This will ensure that WooCommerce is working for you in the best possible way.